Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. We got some drama brewing. What's happening?
Eliza is suspicious of her man.
Oh God.
So by all means,
she lives in Denver.
Eliza?
Yay.
Tell us what's happening. Maybe we can make it worse.
Awesome. So my boyfriend, who I've been dating now for about a year or so, I just think something is going on. He's been like holding out, keeping secrets, moving, just, you know, moving differently. You know, I mean, we've been together for quite some time. So when things switch up, I'm noticing things and I'm like, okay. But I there's something that has to be going on. And I believe it's with someone that I'm very close with.
Oh, whoa, that's a huge jump from just like,
yeah,
he's
sneaking around to sneaking around with someone, you know?
Yeah. What, like, I don't mean to do this, but like, I've been told I have manifested cheating in my own life before. Whereas like you start to get suspicious and you kind of call it down. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Where you're like, I know you're doing something. And then they're like, okay. I'm not, but now I will.
Yes.
Yeah,
or even if it doesn't, that thought process doesn't happen, you just kind of called it down because you think they're being different. So then guess what? You're being different.
I see. And then nobody's really doing anything wrong, but it's...
And then it's just this massive miscommunication and then everybody's doing something wrong. And like, can you describe, like, is he hiding his phone? Is he wearing, like, we just had not that long ago, some of the things, the signs of cheating, like they change their cologne.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They like if they didn't work out and they start working out, if they used to work out and they stop work, like, are these the kind of things that he's doing?
So listen, it's all of the things, right? So now your phone is, it's turned down now. Like, I mean, I'm just, this is small things, but I noticed that now it's been turned down for the last couple while. And I'm like, okay, nothing different. So every single Friday, we usually would get ready to meet or go and do something, it's always something. And we never, it's every single Friday now. And I brought it to his attention and he was like, no, it's just, you know, some things are coming up. No, impossible.
So why do you, that could be cheating, that could be nothing. He could just be working hard or whatever, but like, why do you suspect a friend?
So it's my best friend. And I say that because it's like, so it's so weird that the other week, like they showed up together, but not together. And it looked weird when I opened the door and I was like, hey, and they were like, hey, and it was like, you know, that little look around. And so I was like, okay, well, come on in. But it's just, she's just being really weird as well. It's just, everything is just so weird. I feel like it's something. It has to be something.
I'm unhinged enough where I'm like, let's get some Apple AirTags. Drop one in her friend's purse.
Do not do that. Do you know about Apple AirTags?
I have a few, but I don't know. You guys haven't gotten anything, and here I am.
No, I'm just going to say, like, we're going to get to your problem, but I have to dispel this rumor. If you were to put an Apple AirTag on T-Hack,
yeah,
within a few hours, he would get a notification on his phone saying, oh, hey, there's an Apple AirTag kind of riding with you. Is this yours?
Wow.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I didn't know that.
So, because
no one's ever tagged me.
Well, it's because Apple realized when they made this magical device that, like, dudes were using it to stalk people.
Mm.
And, like, putting it on the trailer hitch.
Dudes? Aaron just said she did.
I know. Well, Aaron,
I said I would. I haven't.
She's very much male adjacent when it comes to her stalking skills. So then they made it so it's like, hey, just so you know, you're being, like, if you have an AirTag, like, in your backpack to make sure it's not, then no harm, no foul. But, like, but if you don't, there is one following you your every move right now.
Wow.
And then you're like, whoa. So I'm
okay,
just saying,
fine. We'll go back to the old ways and just get in a car and follow them.
Right. Let me just get the phone number in here and then we'll keep asking more questions. 303-222-5423 or text into the exact same number. 303-222-5423. All right. So any of the little geniuses, the detectives in this room, have any other, what could be going on?
They've only been together for a year, so I doubt that the best friend and the boyfriend are getting together to plan a proposal.
Why not?
I don't know, a year just seems,
we've talked about this recently. I think,
yeah, that it seems like that era present or something, like some sort of
birthday gift,
a present or a party.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is your birthday on the horizon?
No, I don't know.
Huh.
Okay. I would hate to see you're such good friends with her, and that to me seems like they were maybe talking about something. Maybe they were talking about the present they're buying, or maybe a ring or something, and then you open the door and they go, oh, hey, we weren't talking about you. And it looks real awkward, and it's, I don't know. I want it to not be cheating.
I'm going to say this, because if, I don't want to say all men are really stupid, but they kind of are. But, like, it's so obvious that it can't be that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you were cheating, you'd do a better job
of hiding it, of covering your tracks.
Yes, and you wouldn't have her standing 5 feet behind you when you're walking up to your girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
You would.
They'd never be together. That would
right.
be
right. You got to try to play it more cool than that. Like, I don't. Okay. I don't hate the proposal thing.
I do.
Well, I mean, that's a whole
sorry,
other,
that's personal.
I don't.
And just to make sure, is your friend in a relationship? Like, would she be stepping out as well?
I'd say she would, because she's not, it's not serious.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess, the thing, before we get advice for you, I just, do you think your man is the type of man who would cheat? And adjacently, do you think she's the type of friend who would screw you over? Because if the answer is no to those, then it has to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So do you think he would cheat on you?
Ooh, we've only been together for a year. It's just a surface level thing. Oh my goodness. Would he?
I don't think he would. Like, if you can't answer right away, yes.
Yeah.
Am I crazy for,
no,
do you know who's a cheater? In this room, who is it?
Okay, but again, personal experience, we all had the same thought and we were proven wrong. So you never know.
I don't know. I want to know though. Like, how,
in
what
this
if,
room?
Well,
oh.
No. What if it is a proposal?
It's probably
like.
Yeah, I'm glad you're aware.
Right, is that her? They were trying to get together and get her. She lost her father. I lost my father, and she wants to get. He wants to get this necklace for me. So he wanted to get engraved with my dad's name. He wanted that. He needed that information from maybe her Facebook. I don't know. Maybe I don't. You know what I'm saying? Maybe something like that.
See, you they, okay?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We're going to take advice for you right now, but what are the odds of us just cutting this off right now and calling him and asking him point blank, or calling her and asking her point blank, what is going on? Like,
yeah.
If we put you on hold, will you give T-Hack both of their numbers and we'll try to get a hold of them and just go, let's just, like,
let's figure it out.
Because if truly, if there's a dad's necklace thing that, like, or a possible proposal, 1 year seems young, but like whatever, or a surprise party, or just whatever it is, then this can all just be a happy little accident. This can be a little Bob Ross moment where we go, oops, oh my God, it's not what it looks like.
And we're going to turn it into a happy little tree.
Yes, it's going to be a happy little
tree. And Eliza can sleep again at night.
Correct.
Can we do that?
I love that.
Okay, hang on. We're gonna get information from you, so don't move. I don't think it's anything.
I'm nervous.
Why? Because I don't think it's anything. Just because they're so bad at it.
I agree. Like, it seems pretty out in the open, and nothing was really...
This is a best friend and a boyfriend. That scenario only happens on TV shows.
Yeah. Real TV shows, no! Like Vanderpump Rules.
Kardashians are not a real TV show.
It happened.
No, it doesn't. I don't... We're gonna... Okay. So,
Tom and Ariana, real life. Anyways.
Okay. It is. Okay, so that did kind of happen.
Okay, so should we not call then?
No, we're gonna whoever answers, if they both answer, we're gonna have a three-way happening.
Okay.
But like, Eliza thinks
that'll
her man is cheating.
It.
She just says he's being weird.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's with her friend. So we're gonna confront either him or her or neither and take your advice next. 303-222-5423.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are tackling Eliza's problem. Mm-hmm. Basically, she has discovered that, not discovered, she's felt...
She's skeptical?
Yes. She's felt like a change in her man thing. He's just acting weird.
Mm-hmm.
He turns his phone over now.
Yeah.
They don't have their routine Friday nights.
And now she's starting to feel like her friend, one of her BFFs, is also acting weird.
Mm-hmm.
They even kind of showed up conveniently sort of at the same time, which can also happen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
So we're going to take advice for her, but you were not able to get a hold of the man.
No. Mm-mm.
But you were able to get a hold of her friend.
Yeah. Nicole.
Oh boy.
She answered. So
now I don't know if Nicole knows what's going on here. Eliza, I know you're still there. Nicole.
Yay.
Do you have any idea why we're calling you? Let me just explain. Your friend Eliza feels like something's going on with her man thing. And so she's kind of building a story up,
mm-hmm.
as you just heard us talk. Like in your brain, once you have a suspicion,
the DeLulu just sets off.
Because then every little thing, it's like, is that a new cologne? What? Who told you to buy that? Mm-hmm. Is that a new shirt? Like you would never buy a shirt like that. And it's like, or I got an ad from Express and I just bought, like what?
Yeah. I found it on the street.
Right. Eliza's building up kind of a narrative in her head. And then we, in like 3 minutes, came up with a bunch of other possible scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even Eliza jumped in and said, you might be helping to get some details on a necklace to be engraved as part of her father thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So let's...
Or helping him pick out a ring, maybe something like that. Hope like
plan a party.
Yeah, there's reasons that you would be hanging out with her, or at least be with her boyfriend. That aren't nefarious.
So where are we at? Is that what's happening? Are you helping plan a party? Like, which one of those things mm-hmm. is true?
I'm not helping plan a party. Or anything like that.
Do you not want to say because, like, you don't want to spoil the party? I mean, what? Like,
yeah, Eliza, is it okay if we spoil something? Like, it sounds like she just wants to know.
Yes, is it okay? It's okay.
She just wants answers. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. No, I understand. We have been going behind your back, and
nope. Best friends don't do that. What do you?
What?
I've been getting closer with him, and you know, Eliza. We know we've been kind of getting less close, and it just kind of happened. And you know, I've developed feelings for him, and he for me, and we've been trying to figure out like what to do to tell you. And we haven't been able to. I've just been obviously guilty and feel horrible.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm speechless.
So not a party then, or
no,
a ring or anything.
Not a party or a ring.
So that like that suspicion that Eliza had when you guys showed up together at that party that you guys.
You guys had been together?
That was an accident. We meant to time it differently and it didn't work out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really want to do this on the radio anymore.
I hate this.
This is not the kind of thing we normally do here. Mm-hmm. Like, are you okay? I don't want to just let you go.
My mouth is wide open, first of all. I can't even believe you and, you know, Nicole, okay. This hurts, but you know, hey, I mean,
I knew. And so you are who you are. You should feel guilty and you should feel the way you feel. So I don't feel guilty for you. And the way you guys meet and the way you hook up, just remember that. It's not going to work out for you either. Have fun.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair. I understand that you feel that way. I didn't, you know, I thought you would.
Nicole,
how do you go against your friend's back like that? That's something I can't even fathom.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The connection I feel with him is just, greater than our friendship.
Okay.
I don't
want to rub any more salt in this, Eliza. So let's definitely, I'm going to put you on hold, Eliza, real quick. Nicole, seriously, how dare you? Like, for real. That's ridiculous. Like, you're saying you felt a connection with him, even knowing, like, you could have let them break up, like, but no, you decided, like, that's legit.
I mean, I don't need to be yelled at by a guy on the radio, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Okay.
Well, I just...
Yeah. Right. I mean, I did what I did, and I feel horrible about it, but I'm also the happiest.
Not horrible enough to stop and, like, confront her about it or call things off. Yeah.
Now you're getting yelled at by a girl on the radio. How's that feel? And thanks, Nicole.
There's no party.
Have a lovely life.
Or any.
There's no party. Oh, that's what you're focused
Tiak
on.
Tends to focus on the wrong thing.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.